President Bush made a campaign swing as well today. He visited John Edwards' home turf, Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's NPR's Adam Hochberg.
Today's trip was added to the president's schedule several days ago, before Edwards was selected John Kerry's running mate. Still, the North Carolina visit was well-timed to allow Mr. Bush to gain some attention and momentum in a state where Democrats had been generating most of the political buzz. Mr. Bush dominated North Carolina in the 2000 election, winning by 13 points. And today he predicted he'll win here again, even with Edwards on the Democratic ticket.
I did well here in 2000 because the North Carolinian voter understood we shared values. I'm going to do well again in 2004. They know we share those values.
The president had little to say about Senator Edwards. When a reporter asked how Edwards stacks up against Vice President Cheney, Mr. Bush's response was brief.
Dick Cheney can be president.
Today, Mr. Bush's motorcade wasn't far from Senator Edwards' house as the president traveled to a fundraiser. Along a suburban road, people turned out to both cheer him and protest. On this roadside, Edwards was on the minds of even some of the president's strongest supporters. Republican Chris Osborne waved a sign that read, "Flush the Johns."
He's a slick guy, probably slicker than Clinton, but he's a smooth talker, so, you know, he basically fooled the constituents of North Carolina.
Veterinarian Pax Lattimore also supports the president, but describes Edwards as good-looking and friendly. As a Republican, she's worried Edwards will attract some crossover votes.
I think that younger women, the Camelot people that are looking for a John Kennedy kind of thing will reach out to him. But I think he's just rising through the ranks because he's got a very pretty face.
Separated from the supporters by a police barricade, opponents of the president also lined a section of the roadside. High school teacher Steve Mullinary was there wearing a Howard Dean T-shirt. He says he was lukewarm about Kerry, but yesterday provided a reason to be more enthused about the Democratic ticket.
Obviously, local pride. We've got a local person in there, and even though he's got a lot of mixed press, I think most North Carolinians know what's good for the country.
Democratic leaders consider North Carolina competitive this year. Today, the Kerry campaign announced it will run TV ads here, something Al Gore didn't do when he conceded the state 4 years ago. University of North Carolina political scientist Tad Bile says the state still leans Republican. No Democratic presidential candidate has carried North Carolina since 1976. But Bile says the GOP will have to work harder this year to win.
The Republicans are going to spend more time down here and more money rather than spending all their time in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, the battleground states.
Indeed, after his North Carolina trip, the president flew to Michigan this afternoon, a state he lost 4 years ago, and one both sides agree is up for grabs this year. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.